just like to pursue the thought of recovery from John chapter 21. Says, reading from verse 1, after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise showed he himself. They were together, Simon, Peter, and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon
Peter said unto them, I go fishing.
They say unto him, we also go with thee. So they went forth and entered into a ship. Immediately that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, children, have ye any meat? They answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw for the multitude of fishes. Therefore the disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. And soon as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish lay thereon, and bread. Jesus saith unto them, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up, drew the net to land, full of great fishes, 153. For all there were so many, yet was not the fish, the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. After these things, what will, should the Lord not come, my life be tomorrow? What will my life be in the assembly as of tomorrow if the Lord should not come? What would my life be as a husband, as a father, as a mother, as a wife? after these things we've heard today. I don't believe we were here by chance. I believe the Lord brought us together so that He might speak to our hearts. We've heard of those who may have had a problem with the head. A problem with the heart. Their feet were drawn, we might say, out of the path the Lord would have for them. But in wonderful grace, the Lord would restore them to Himself, and He would speak to their hearts so their feet would go back to Jerusalem and they would enjoy sweet fellowship with those of like precious faith. In the gathering, the Lord Himself would appear to their troubled heart and say, "Peace be unto you." After these things, Peter said, "I have a wife, you know, to look after. She's at home. I need to provide for my family. I'm going to go fishing. I'm going to go fishing." Peter was very influential. We said in the meeting this morning he was a leading brother? A leading man amongst the disciples. We referred to the epistle to the Galatians, you know. And in the epistle to the Galatians, we read that after Paul's conversion, he went to Jerusalem to see Peter. And he spent 15 days with Peter. Those must have been wonderful days. Peter and Paul communing together. I believe they spent not only days but nights talking about the Lord. I remember as a young fellow, when visiting laboring brethren came to our house, they would spend hours with my dad talking about the saints. There was no assembly communicate in those days. No, you would only hear of what's happening in other meetings when brethren would visit. So they would spend hours talking about the saints, how they're getting on, how they're progressing, how they're doing. I believe Peter and Paul had a good time together. As you read the epistle to the Galatians, you find that the time came when Peter went down to Antioch. Peter was enjoying fellowship with his Gentile believers. They were eating together, having things in common. But when his Jewish brethren came from James, Peter took lower ground. He separated. And brethren started to follow his example. Even Barnabas was affected by Peter's action. As older brethren, we have to be careful too, you know. We normally hammer the young brethren. Generally speaking, it's the older ones who give trouble. But Paul had to confront Peter to the face because he was to blame. His actions were not in accordance with the truth. All those walls were broken down. We do not know how Peter took it, but we read of how he referred to Paul, or dearly beloved brother Paul. Oh, how we ought to be careful. How thankful we are that there is the one who restores. Peter says, I go fishing. The I believe, is the flesh. I go fishing. Others went with him. Well, what happened? That night, experienced fishermen, those who knew the sea inside and out, that night they caught nothing. Unless the Lord directs, there will be no success. Unless the Lord guides, unless He directs, unless He orders, they caught nothing. There was nothing for themselves. There was nothing for the Lord. All night. They toiled all night. They caught nothing. But in the morning, when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. The morning came. It was a dark night for them, a disappointing night. Morning came. You know, the Lord could have gone to them in the night hour. But He knew that they were hungry. They needed some breakfast. They needed some food. And in the morning, He would say to them, have you any meat? How compassionate. How caring, how concerned. What a heart we find in the Lord Jesus for these seven. Not just two now, but seven. They answered Him no. They had nets. They had a boat. The net was empty. The boat was empty. They had nothing. The flesh profiteth nothing. Nothing. The Lord, in His grace, in His omnipotence, His power,